Andrea Williams is from the organisation Christian Concern. Well, I asked her, when I spoke to her a little bit earlier on, what her objections are.
Well, it's we're stepping into the unknown. It's not proven to be safe. And at the whole of the international scientific community ban this of reproductive technology. So there's a situation in which we, as a scientific community here in the United Kingdom, are going out on a moral, legal and ethical limb, but also the point that in order to do this kind of treatment, what we are doing is manipulating the human germline, and the resulting embryo, the resulting life that will be have the genetic makeup of three persons. So this
sure.
is a very serious line to cross.
Now, I mean, obviously, you've mentioned some of the scientific factors around this, but these are very complicated, difficult issues. Now, you're from Christian Concern. So, I mean, is it really a scientific issue for you, or is it one of it conflicts, in your view, with your religion?
We all come to these sorts of issues with worldviews, and certainly my faith, my Christian faith, would inform me that every human life is very precious from the moment of conception. And here in this particular technique that we're talking about, the creation of three parent embryos, not only are we altering the face of the human race, but in so doing, we're actually destroying an embryo in order to get a three parent embryo. One of the techniques that would be used, the pronuclear transfer, would require one embryo to be destroyed in order to create an embryo that would be mitochondrial disease-free. So we already have the ethical dilemma, whatever your worldview is, there is an ethical dilemma of destroying one tiny vulnerable life in order to create another, now with a germline that's been modified, that will pass from generation to generation, and where science has not yet proved that this is safe or the kind of thing that might happen. So actually, people may be born that may suffer terribly because we have been premature in pushing ahead with this science that is prohibited across the world by all scientific communities, whatever their worldviews.
Excuse the quality of the phone line there, but it was interesting to get her passionate and honestly held beliefs. She's from Christian Concern, and the lady was called Andrea Williams.